are now listening to the most dangerous podcast from the six, the Pod Pipers, with your host, Designa and Jay.
You know, honestly, I feel like life has a way of kind of testing you.
How so?
Earlier today, I'll tell you this interesting story. Earlier today, I was trying to make a purchase.
Okay.
For some reason, I wasn't able to. Decline, insufficient funds, decline. And honestly, man, as soon as you see, the first time I seen the insufficient funds, and I'm like, I know I have at least some sort of money in there.
Yeah.
Maybe not a lot.
Yeah, the thing
but
is,
something is in there.
It's always very it doesn't matter who you are. It's always embarrassing when it happens because you know what they're thinking. No one is gonna obviously just right away assume, oh no, he has money. This is just a miscommunication.
Yeah, and that's exactly when you're dealing with people. Me, thank God I was dealing with an ATM.
Yeah, but usually when it's in front of people, it's always that thought. You know, they're looking. Oh, this is first of all, you're dumb because you don't know how much you have, and second of all, you're poor.
Poor. You're a poor man with a card.
Poverty will lie. Impoverished.
So I go to the ATM, put in my code, select, and I get an error.
Poor.
Four times. And then I'm like, okay, get my card out, put the number in the back, put it in, call them. Hey, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, but I'm not able to get any money out. What's going on? They're like, fraud. You gotta speak to the fraud department. I'm like, and that kind of catches you. That word is so big.
It's scary.
It means it's so much. Like, oh yeah, sorry, you gotta speak to the fraud department. And they're closed. You have to call in the morning. I'm like, so how do I get some money out? They're like, oh, there's nothing you can do right now. I'm like, motherfuckers. I'm like, this is my money, my hard earned money, and I'm not able to have any access to it. So I escalate the call, and I'm like, this guy freaking doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And what bothered me is, is, you know, when you're frustrated, when you're genuinely frustrated,
yeah,
right, like you want everything to kind of go smooth, to get the answers, to get the solution that you need.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine being frustrated and then they give an Indian guy to you. So now you're dealing with an Indian customer service agent and he doesn't know the language. You're frustrated and now you have to freaking cipher through his shitty ass language skills.
Yeah, because they're outsourced, right? You know he's not here in he's not here in Canada.
Sir, welcome to 30. I'm here to please you.
I love how they always try to act like they're here with us. They're like,
my name is Jenkins. I'm here to please you.
Yeah, they always know. They always give you a
why
random.
Why are you here to please me? What?
No, the first
800 number did I call?
First, they always give you a white name. Like they always try to insult your intelligence. They act like they're just down the street. You know?
Yeah,
I'm right by. Yeah, I'm just right down the road. I'm living with you guys. Everything is good.
How long is in Bangalore?
He's so far away. He has no idea what you're dealing with. He doesn't know what TD even is.
So he calls it, and I'm like, sir, I am here to please you. What is the matter? So I'm telling him the story. I'm like, I chatted my card, and I can't get money out. What's going on? Why are you guys keeping my money hostage? He's like, sir, I cannot do something now for you. And I'm like, fuck, why is he talking? Why? Like,
broken, yeah. So I'm now you're getting frustrated.
Right now I'm getting more frustrated. I'm getting agitated. I'm like,
this wouldn't bother you normally, but the fact that you're
already annoyed.
You're picking apart the small things now. Like, why do I have to understand, decipher through the language? Right. He's using the wrong sentences.
Yeah. Like, he started off, how may I please you?
How may I please you? Like, who says that? That's not
this
normal.
This is the wrong 1-800 number. I'm like, I looked back. I'm like, did I call? Like,
you only hear that, like, in brothels.
Lover time or something?
Yes. How may I please you tonight? What?
So I'm there. And then, because I left you for like about 15, 20 minutes. And I'm there, I'm calling because I need to pay for something, get some money out. And thank God we actually paid for our meal before that and somehow worked. But for some reason, when I was taking money out. So they're like, yeah, you made a huge deposit yesterday.
Yes.
And now you're trying to take our money. And they found that suspicious.
But that's
like, isn't that what the whole bank is? Putting money in and taking money out? Isn't that like the only reason why you guys exist?
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, this is basic.
They're like, no, sorry, did you make this deposit last night? I'm like, yes. I made a cash deposit, and I want to take out cash. Usually, they get weirded out when you put a check in or when you do some weird shit. But cash is gold.
Yeah, cash is king.
It's like the cash. Everyone wants cash. Can you do cash? You know when you go to, do you have cash?
Yeah, this yeah. Is a, why is there an issue if it's cash? It's
cash like is so I'm like, yo, can I? I'm like, I don't want to deal with this Indian guy. He told me his name is Jenkins. He does not sound like Jenkins.
First of all, isn't Jenkins like a last name?
Jenkins?
Jenkins. Like, you I don't hear a first name Jenkins, last
hello,
name.
My name is Jenkins. He's what? Indian. He's, everything is wrong.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I'm you could tell he's not from here because even the name is not a name that people use.
Jenkins?
Yeah, like, my name is Johnson. Like, these are not names. That these are John. Ancient. Yeah, John.
Son after, like,
Dave or something.
Like after 40. John, son.
Yeah, that's how it used to be. Oh, you're Johnson. Like, yeah. Those are ancient names back in the days of the
real. So I'm like, excuse me, Jenkins. You can't do anything for me. The only reason I'm calling is to get money out. You're not able to do that. I need to speak to someone that's higher that can help me. Please let me speak to your supervisor.
Okay.
So he said, before I transfer you, I need to read a statement, right?
Okay.
And he's like, you don't have to do nothing.
Okay.
I just have to read it to you. And at the end of the statement, he said a lot of gibberish. Wallah, he said a lot of nonsense. And he's like, do you agree? I don't know. You told me you don't have to do nothing. I don't know what the hell you just said. He's like, I will read again. I'm like, no, don't, please do not read again. I just don't know what you said. You told me not to. I'm going to read a statement and you don't have to do nothing and I'll transfer you. He's like, fine.
He tricked you.
Yeah. And I'm not playing because I'm right now. I'm being hard headed as well.
Yeah. Because right? you're frustrated.
I'm like, please let me speak to the white woman behind the desk.
Yes. She'll take care of me.
So what was crazy, wallahi, was when that, because usually what they do is they get Indians higher up, usually white women.
Yes, when they you have to pass
when it comes to the banking industry, this
yes,
like
the final bosses, and
the supervisors are usually white women. So yes, I will transfer you now. I hope I've no, you have not done nothing. Leave. On the other now, and then there was another freaking Asian woman comes on as a supervisor.
Oh my
another,
god!
Chinese woman, and you know this. And I, one thing I know, I told you like constantly, when it comes to Chinese people and Indian people, they're robots. They're taught a little script. This is your job. This is what you need to do. These are your duties.
Yeah.
Do not go or deviate anyway from this little thing that we gave you. This yes. is what you need to do.
No
white people.
No creativity skills.
They have their job. Yes. Or and also they can do. They can go above and beyond. They can be like, let me see what
yes.
I can do. An Indian man or woman have never said, let me see what I can do.
They don't. They don't have those problem solving skills.
They don't. They never want to help you. They never want to go above and beyond.
That's true.
I don't know, but let me see what I can do. Or I can make an exception. That's all white people.
Yeah, tell them. I remember that story. It's like the example of the Timmy's horns
yeah.
When that they didn't
exactly,
have the machine wasn't working.
Yeah, so let me now. I don't want to put too much stories. Let me, I'll come back to that one.
Okay.
So I got now have this Chinese woman. That's a little bit, because Asian, look, Chinese people are robots. Have you ever, like, when was the last time you actually were lost and you stopped a Chinese woman?
No, please, no time.
Before you can even open your mouth, I can't do it.
Yeah, they want nothing to do.
They won't let me. They can't do it.
They can't, like, they can't deviate from the path.
Yeah.
I have to go get the bread.
Well, I, like, if you open your mouth to an Asian woman, a Chinese
no,
woman.
No, please. Black man.
You didn't get a sentence out. I'm sorry, I don't speak.
No,
I can't.
Please, Negro.
I'm like, the fuck, these people have to exist with us, man. And I know I kind of sound a little harsh, but this
yeah.
is me being frustrated, okay?
Yeah,
so you guys got to give me some leeway.
Yeah, you're just venting. It's obviously not all of them. It's just certain ones. I feel like it's obviously the ones who are not the ones who grew up here in Canada and stuff in the West. They've learned, like, you have to have certain skills to deal with. Social skills are developed over here. They're different. Like back home, I believe in their countries, they don't need this stuff. I believe that it's a known thing. Like, they don't ask each other any directions.
Exactly. So by the time that she was like, sir, there's nothing I can do about your money. You have to wait until 7 a.m. when they open.
Yeah, go home.
And that's it. So whatever you have to pay for now, we don't give a shit. That's exactly what they're saying. And I'm telling her, if you guys have a fraud department that's able to hold people's money,
mm-hmm.
it should be open.
Yeah.
You're holding it. There could be emergencies. There could be something you need to pay for throughout God knows the day. So they have to be open if you can hold it. Or don't hold people's money. Right?
That's true.
And then that's when I came to you when I was on the phone with you, because the other agent before, this Indian guy, hung up on me as well. Hello? I can't hear you. Okay.
Oh.
So that's when I came to you. And she keeps saying hello. I'm like, I know you can hear me. Stop saying hello, because I'm being very difficult to deal with. Now you want to say hello a couple of times, so you can like, oh yeah, he might have left, so I can hang up. Because you hang up on me.
It's a classic trick.
Yeah, she hung up on me. So I'm like, yo, I was like, I cannot wait until 7 a.m. when they open. I want to talk to this fraud department. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you guys treating me like a criminal? Because clearly, fraud, criminal,
there's
right?
No,
it goes hand in hand.
There's no two ways about it.
And the fact that we hear those four is it four words? Four
fraud, I think it's five. F-R-A-U-D?
You fucked up on that.
Fruit?
Fruit? Yes, it's very fruit. I like fruit. But anyways, yeah, going back to, we were at Tim Hortons.
Same
and
case.
Me and a friend of mine. And obviously, you know, it's either Filipinos or Indians working in Tim Hortons.
Nothing wrong with that. Right?
Shout out to my boy, Big D.
Wait a minute. Wait, first of all.
Oh, I don't know about that, brother. That's your personal friend. I don't know any guy by the
Big
name
Danda.
I don't know any man by the name of Big D, please. Let's just be on the record.
Me and Big D.
Oh, Lord.
Right. We made an order. We got a couple of drinks. And
Makes it easier.
Like, we just got drinks. Literally, we didn't even order any sandwiches. We didn't order donuts. We didn't any paint. Nothing. Just two coffees. Actually, I don't drink coffee, so I probably got a tea. I just remember two drinks.
Yep. Tea makes it easier for you.
I get to the window. And then there's an Indian man. Hello, sir. Only cash. Our debit machine is not working. And I'm like, who cares cash anymore? We only have debit. Oh, I'm sorry. We cannot do anything for you. And I'm like, okay. Well, at least friggin' put a sign up on where you order. Or when you're taking my order, tell me there's only cash. Don't tell me after you guys made the drinks that it's only you guys only accepted cash, right?
So the machine is down.
The machine is down. So they clearly made a mistake. Now they made the drinks, which is cost like freaking, like maybe 20 cents.
Yes.
And water and fucking
and
flavor.
And
right?
It's not on you
and
guys because you guys don't know.
He has especially made, I get my double-double. My friend, I guess, his triple-triple.
So yeah, so $4 or $5 and the machine's not working, which is not your guys' fault. No. They didn't tell you guys.
No, $175 plus $175.
Not even $4.
It's not even $4. It's like $3.
Yeah. Shout out to Tim Hortons.
So now he has the drinks that's custom made for us, right? And instead of saying, yo, guys, my bad. Our machine is fucked up. We should have told you guys. And here are the drinks. Don't worry. We'll tell the rest of the people that only this. We're only accepting that. But for now, instead of us throwing away, since we made a mistake, we'll give it to you guys. He's like, no, sir. We can't give you the drinks.
Yes.
If he's a white person, would say, we are sorry for the inconvenience we have caused you. Here are your drinks and hopefully enjoy the rest of your day.
Simple problem solving skills. It's not your fault.
And it's not even so much white people. White people do it. Any other immigrants.
Yes.
Any African person. Any other Asian, normal Asian, except the Chinese and the Indians.
Yes. You single them out.
Only those two people are just wired a certain way. Literally like bots.
Rules are rules.
This is your mission. Don't deviate from what you know. From this, what you learn in orientation. This is what you know, what you're supposed to do. Anything else, you will...
Yes.
Literally, wires will touch and you will explode.
Yes, you'll be replaced by another billion other people. There's so much people online. Maybe that's why. There's so many of them. They can't make any mistakes.
They're not supposed to, man. The jobs are limited.
That's what I'm saying. Right? You make one mistake, you're getting replaced in 4 seconds.
I'm freaking retarded, man. I'm like, this is what the... And yo, man, the thing is, the country is changing, man. We are getting so many Indians.
Okay, now it's getting scary. Well, what kind of podcast is this?
Shit, you get it. If you're going to open the shit up, you let it open.
This sound like those right-winged...
Right. No, but
we got to take back our country.
Not even that. The thing is, bring back bring more other Africans, bring other Asians, bring Malaysians.
So maybe you got to join the government. You might have to run for these people.
The thing is, why is it just one particular
people? Foreign ministers,
people?
You know,
one particular people.
Sprinkle around, huh?
Why is it just one particular people?
Yeah, that's always a problem when they
bring other freaking bring the Vietnamese, bring the Laos.
Right. Well, we never see these people.
Bring some more South Koreans.
Yeah, you know South.
Free the North Koreans.
How about the South Africans? How about?
Yes, I'm not talking about
some people from Malawi.
There's so many, man.
Even among the Asians.
You remember what's on the news, right? One of the most beautiful park in Toronto.
Oh, you told me about this.
One of the most beautiful park in Toronto. Wallahi, they're shitting in the park, randomly shitting.
In the and it was near
in the grass, like just everywhere beside the slide
and the ocean too, right? I mean, beside the Lake Ontario
and plus beside the beach.
Yeah, because that's what happened in India. It's very famous. Yeah,
big Ganges River, well, it's filthy.
Yeah, it's very it's well known. I watched a documentary on it. They take big dumps in the river.
Why? And then you see, and the funny thing is, these videos that you watch about that river, that famous river, is very holy for them.
The Ganges. Right?
You'll see people freaking bathing. Then down the line, you see someone washing their clothes. And then after that, you'll see someone swimming.
Swimming. Well, how about the dumper?
The dumper is the first, the third, fourth, fifth guy.
Just like laying logs.
Freaking just disgusting, man. That water is so dark. It's contaminated, man. It's so disgusting. so disgusting. And the thing is, wallah, there's so many, man. And the thing, one thing they're good at, they know how to migrate.
Yeah, they too. They come in big
groups. They're coming by the boatload.
No, the thing is, like, I agree with what you saying, like, we have to separate so many other cultures and
yeah, man, there's so many other brings what? So many. There's so many different
Honduras.
No, don't bring those people.
No, okay,
Honduras. They're the most dangerous country in the world. You out of your mind?
Yeah, you showed me that video. That was crazy.
MS-13?
Isn't MS-13 from El Salvador?
Or is it Honduras?
I think it's El Salvador. It might be Honduras too.
I know. Oh, man. I seen some shit on Vice.
Yeah, man. These scary. Latinos are scary people, man. People. Why are they so dangerous? Yeah,
please do not be
Honduras, very passionate people. You always see them just killing each other over, like, love. People, like, they always killing women in the streets.
Motherfuckers, but. One of the main reasons I wanted to talk about this a particular topic, right? This was a minor interaction with me and a customer service agent, but mm-hmm. I was genuinely annoyed, man. I wanted to take this Indian guy and...
No, don't do it.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to beat the curry out of him.
No.
All the sauces him and his ancestors ever ate.
Just because he couldn't get the money
out. Yeah. So this episode is going to be about the minor little things as humans deal with that just... enrages us, that bring out the ugly side of us.
We all have it, like the small things that people do, even like when you look at it, it's obviously not that serious, but yeah. It's the fact that it's repeated, constantly done. There's small things, but when there's something done so often, it just gets so annoying.
Yeah. Oh my god,
it's like little ticks, like it irks
you. I'll tell you a funny story.
Welcome back to the Pod Pipers, guys, by the way.
Welcome back. Now we're back. I got that whole Indian thing out of me.
Yes, Adam literally.
Shout out to Indians, man. I fuck with Indian food.
No, we love, obviously, there's no hatred for a whole group of people. It's just he had a bad
interaction
with the customer service agents.
Honestly, man, I won't lie to you guys. We've been taking an interest in their culture a bit more. We actually watched a couple of Indian movies.
Yeah, we were studying them for this episode.
And I've been traumatized.
Your Bollywood, it goes hard, man. If you give it the time,
it is, man. It's very interesting. It's Indian so like films? Over exaggerated cinema? And shit, but it's very entertaining. Like obviously, when you pop that pill,
yeah,
right,
okay,
and you sit, and now you're seeing colors, and you're doing all these crazy drugs.
Yes, we have to give them a one to watch. Bahubali.
Bahubali.
They have to watch Bahubali. It's on Netflix, right?
Netflix. Yo,
watch The Legend of Bahubali. There are two parts. First, the beginning, and then there's a second sequel.
You know what's funny?
Amazing.
I think people know about it. I think everyone knows about
Everybody knows about Bahubali?
Bahubali.
Wow. What a movie.
It was a very interesting, man. The color. How colorful
Bahubali. Even Triple R. Remember the one you used to?
Yeah.
Triple R is another good one.
Very entertaining, man. It was long. It was like
five
hours.
You've come a long way, huh?
5 hours.
Yeah, it's 5 hours. The first episode is 2.5 hours. The second is 2.5 hours. You guys
there's
have
a
to
lot.
It.
There's a lot of great
Legend
things
of
that
Bahubali.
Indian people, and there's just things that they suck at. Stop hiring Indian people for customer service, please.
Yeah, they have other qualities, right?
They have so much. They put them in the kitchen.
Scientists.
Yeah, they're good. They're very educated especially in technology.
Yes, mathematics.
Yeah, exactly. They're really good in that.
You know that movie, The Man Who Knew Infinity.
Leave them out of freaking customer service, man. They make the situation so much worse.
Yeah,
so much worse.
Yeah, no. So let's give them a couple, and I think people can relate to these ones.
So one of the things when I used to be in a relationship, right now I'm happily single. When I used to be in a
single,
relationship,
ready to mingle.
When I was in a relationship, for some weird reason, every time I was asked, "Where are you going?" I wanted to flip a table. Wallah, like
so
the
extreme.
Most psychotic person, I wanted to. Literally, I was like,
"You got problems, dude.
Tell me, where am I going?" It's such it's a small little, three-letter word.
We have to study this stuff because I feel like these things they might have underlying, like, reasons subconsciously. Maybe something happened to you in the past. Somebody said it to you, and you got into some fight, and it stays with
something
you somehow.
I don't know, but when I hear
maybe some bully in grade
like,
four
yo,
said,
I've
"Where
been,
are you
I've
going?"
Been in the house for the last 24 hours. All right, I'm just gonna step off for a little bit. Okay, that's fine. But where are you going?
So you rather just let them leave. Let
I
them.
I want to leave and
create some mystery, right?
And then just come back and do whatever I have to do.
What is
I
it? Do you want some mystery to be like?
No,
you want to have some mystery towards you? Like, I don't know what this guy does.
I don't know what it is.
Do you have a problem with authority? Maybe.
I definitely have a problem with authority.
That might be because you don't want people like that person is having like an authoritative role. Right? They're saying, "Hey, check in. You gotta check in.
Like, where are you going? Let me know where you're going so I can approve it or not. You know what I mean?
I think that's where it kind of comes
really
from.
Think so as well. So, it can be going to the bank. I can be going to the grocery store, buying some food or whatever.
Where are you going?
See a friend of mine. Where are you going? Oh, motherfucker.
And maybe you could even come from the family, because you know what? Mom's just always say that, remember?
Where are you going? Like, none of your business, Mom.
Mom's always ask, where are you going?
About to go get some shit done, Mom.
And the thing is you don't want to give them an answer, because you know the parents, they don't approve of anything for some reason. Unless you're saying you go to the masjid,
yes.
You're going to get married, you're going to work for 16-hour shift.
I'm going to become a habit.
Yes. Other than that, stay home. Anytime you say anything, you're going to the mall. Oh, wasting money. Huh? Shopping?
Yeah.
I want to have friends. You want to play?
The fridge doesn't work. Yeah.
I want to go into the park. You want to just... like, this life is not about playing. They always churn it somehow. So I think you don't want to tell them anything.
You think the prophet played?
Huh? You think the prophets played like you? You baboon of a human. Back to your room. Study.
You know, wallahi, I'll tell you. Wallahi, I do not... I am what? 35, 34 years old right now. I've never heard mom say yes. Wallahi, I'm being honestly serious with you guys.
So did you just say wallahi?
Yeah.
Huh? Did you just say wallahi?
Wallahi.
You never heard your mom say yes?
Never heard, like, yo, mom, I want to do this. Yes, you can go do it.
Really?
Wallahi.
It was always wallahi. No? Or it was
no,
always like...
or...
just head shaking?
It's just like, she's like, it's not that important. Oh, like, you don't have to do it. Or it's never, yes, go ahead.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Wallahi, I've never heard it.
Maybe this is why we're so obsessed with enjoying.
Enjoy,
guys. This is the we have Piper's national anthem. It's gonna be coming out soon. We've worked on it very hard.
One word.
It has one word.
Enjoy.
And you say this word in different tones for at least 3 minutes. Adam, let's give them a sample of it.
Enjoy.
And you have to hold one hand on the heart, and you have to look up the sky. Enjoy.
So I've never heard of say yes, so it was always some weird shit. But anyways, that was, where are you going? I didn't like it. Wallahi, to this day,
we're breaking it
bothers
down.
Me.
There's a lot of unpacking,
man.
There.
I feel like after a while, I feel like an idiot. Because obviously, it's very stupid for me to get upset. But
yeah,
I totally get
and
upset.
That's what this topic is about. It's like,
so don't fucking ever ask me.
Yeah, if you guys ever see Adam on the street, it doesn't matter if he's butt naked,
even,
walking.
Yeah, don't ever ask me where I'm going.
Yes, he could look, he could have a knife in his hand. Just let him go.
Wallahi. There was a guy, I'll tell you a funny story. Wallahi, one of my good friends, shout out to him, wallahi.
Big D?
His name is Looney. Okay, his name is Looney. One day, yo, my parents live in the outskirts of the city. So when I go visit them, you know, we're like outside of the city. You know, it's a whole different city. Like, none of my friends live there.
Okay.
Right? And one day, I remember one morning, I woke up. And I'm looking out the window just to see what kind of day it is. I open it and I see my friend Looney walking along the road in front of my house. And mind you, nothing wherever he's going, there's nothing there on that side of the city.
He's just walking.
And the fact that he lives nowhere near, he lives like an hour away from where I live, where my parents live.
Wow.
So I just see him walking. And if it was any of my other normal friends, well, I'll go outside. Yo, where you going? But it's Looney. You do not disturb Looney.
Obviously, his name is Looney Tunes. He's crazy.
We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony.
You let Looney go. Looney needs to be on his own. You let Looney live. Wallahi, do not disturb him. I closed it and I never thought about it.
Why? How about if you could have saved his life that day or something?
No. You don't. Looney has going places. He needs to get there. He will tell you. Yeah, I gotta get
where could he be going? The man's name is Looney, man. He has not a dollar to his name.
Just a couple of like warehouses and maybe some factory work. Nothing.
So you're saying nothing could have stopped
there's
you from talking to
no
him?
There's no reason why Looney's walking that way.
But there's no reason, like, there's nothing that you could have, nothing he could have done or said or had on him. How about if he had a rope in his hands and he's walking towards the bush?
I will never talk to Looney. When Looney's on a mission, wallahi, you leave Looney.
Jeez.
I was shocked. So it goes back to, don't ever tell me where I'm going, regardless. Yes.
So you're saying all men do have this thing. We don't want to be told.
Yes. And
let this be a lesson. Well, I think women, do women care? I think they don't care.
No,
I think they want you to ask.
No, they want you to ask.
It's so weird, eh?
They'll tell you. You're going to tell me where I'm going? You're going to ask?
You're right.
You don't care about me? You don't love me? Piece of shit.
It's so weird, yeah. Because as men, we don't want to be told. We don't want to tell. We just want to live a mysterious life.
Like, you don't care. You don't love me. And by the way, Sharmak is not even yours.
Oh, God. that got dark real quick. What?
Oh, no. Shay.
Sharmarke, such a small name, eh?
Sharmarke.
Shout out to all the Sharmarkes.
Yo,
why is it spelled Sharmik?
Sharmik. Shout out to sharks.
Shout out to our boy sharks.
Your little Shay is not mine. Yeah, why do you think? Why do you think Big Sharks was coming around so late? I didn't even get in.
Yeah, that's the, one of the wildest things, man. I heard about that. I heard, like, some women, they do that. Like, when they know it's not your kid, and then they'll name it after. Okay. Or no, even if it is your kid, they'll name your kid after, like, their first crush or something. And you'll never know, right? They'll tell you, yeah, I love this name. I love this name. It's such a good name. And you, your dumbass, you just agree to it, right? You sign the papers. Yeah, I love this name. Hassan, good name. Yeah. And then 12 years
later, she slips up. Yeah, I did a guy named Bohab.
Oh my God, those days. Those were the wild days.
Yeah, why you set me up?
You can never look at your kid the same, huh?
Oh, no. He has his eyes. I know.
But hilarious. Okay, what's next?
The guy, there's always that fucking friend. Wallahi, and I have a friend. I used to have a friend like this. Shout out to him. Piece of shit.
Yeah, a lot of strange friends.
Remind me. Wallahi, he's constantly remind me the little things that he does. Right? I can recall a day.
This is another friend, right? This is not Big D. It's not Looney.
No, it's not Big D. Big D is a good D.
Nigga, you gay.
Yo.
Anyways, going back to homie. Like, one time we remember we're at Yorkdale Shopping Center.
Okay.
And it's actually called Yorkdale Shopping Center. It's not called Yorkdale Shopping Mall.
Oh, you're right. Yorkdale Shopping Center.
So we're there, and you know, for some weird reason, like, you shop for, or you walk for like 20 minutes, and you go into a couple of stores, all of a sudden you're hungry.
Yeah.
Something about
it's the walking, I think.
And walking and seeing clothes and just a lot of people. Oh shit, I gotta take a break and eat something.
Yeah, that's true. You get tired.
It's very weird. Well, I've never not went to a mall and never eaten.
Clearly.
So, this particular person, you know, we're like, okay, let's go eat something. Go upstairs. And then just before, he's looking around, like, what is he gonna eat? And he's like, yo, I, 3 weeks ago, remember, I got you that thing, it's your turn. And I'm looking at him, like, what? Yeah, you don't remember, yo, 3 weeks ago, I buy you something.
Oh, okay, so he's reminding you of the favors that he did.
Yeah, yeah, so nice, yo, get this for us. And me, it's like, yo, I will buy, every time I see you, I'll buy food for you. And it's not even,
about that. But don't remind me.
It's the fact that you're telling me that you did something for me 3 weeks ago.
You remembered.
Right? And probably the only reason why you did it is because I was not there at that particular moment.
And so you could hold it to remember it for another day?
No, so I can actually buy it for myself. I was probably, maybe I went to the washroom, maybe I was, he's like, yo, will you grab the seat for us?
So he wouldn't have even bought it for you?
I don't let people buy me food.
Okay. You know, even as I get like, somebody just pays for it.
I'm always I want this, I want that.
You get on your own.
I get on my own, yeah. So he's reminding me, yo, 3 weeks ago. So we have those type of friends, man, or those type of people in your life that constantly remind you of the little minor, minuscule things that they do for us.
That's annoying. That's not, I feel like this is bigger than a little, that's pretty annoying.
It's a disgusting trait.
It is, because it's not out of love, right? You like when people do things,
you're a fucking genuine human.
Yeah, be genuine. Like, don't do it because you can get something out of it in the future. Yeah. That's like kind of, this is the point as a friend.
It's horrible, man. It's disgusting.
Yeah, sincerity. Just do something you're going to do it like.
And why are you even thinking about it? Like, how low of a person? Like,
3 weeks?
Is it because you don't have money? Or is it because you don't have like fucking anything going on in your shitty life?
Yeah, if
you're remembering what you did 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago is about 21 some days.
He bought you rice and peas 3 weeks ago.
Talking about food court. We're not even talking about like a sit-in, dine-in.
Rice and peas.
What would you guys like for appetizer? No. Some shitty fucking food in a box somewhere.
Yeah. Stir fry.
That's $15 to $20.
And he held on to it for almost a month.
And he's holding on to, yo, yeah, when me and him go back to the mall, make sure, yo.
Obviously, that's how his brain works, right? He's thinking about it.
He's thinking about it, man. It's disgusting. It's very disgusting, man.
The day's coming up soon.
You're that fucking human being, right?
You have to, you gotta get those kind of, you can't be around those type of people.
For people, don't do it, man.
I believe that's enough cause to like separate, even like to not even be friends with a person like that, because then like, you feel like, do they really care about me? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because if you bring this minor shit up, you're like, what are you on? Like, and the thing is, when I really truly need you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're freaking holding on to this, imagine when
that's what I'm trying to say, of
meaning for me.
You will never let it go.
You will never let it go.
No, it's not worth it. I feel like this is actually not small, to be honest with you. This is pretty big.
Yo, wallahi, and then the thing is, I knew it within time. I'm like, yo, this guy's on the first list to go. You know when you do that yearly? Yearly.
The cutoff.
The cutoff, yeah. He's like, yo, this guy's on the list. We're like,
2020, those who make it and those who don't. Did you mean like high school? Gone, let's see who made the list.
Since 28, man, I've been free from that motherfucker. Wow. And I think he knows who he is. And yo, he does listen to us. I remember one time he sent me a message.
Wow.
So you know who
you're cold, man.
I hope you know. And if you don't know, let me say that fucking name.
No, don't. No, let him live in peace.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people.
He's probably changed by now, too.
A lot of people are good people, man.
Yeah, I believe that.
A lot of people are very giving. And the thing about our community is,
I believe that.
Our people, Wallahi, especially East Africans,
yeah,
we are very giving people.
We're generally.
We'll give every fuck thing that we have.
Yeah, we're generally a lot. We're very hospitable.
Anything of it.
Yeah, we're pretty hospitable.
Then we have a bit of, like, rotten freaking fruits in us.
The Jews.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Big D. Fourth one.
Oh God, the supervisors and stuff that are very anal about time.
Why do they why? First of all, why is? Let me breathe for a second. Let me catch my breath because I don't know. I'm annoyed today. Wallahi. Really, we're talking about very. These are all triggering things for me.
Yeah, but this is a safe place. This is a safe place.
When you're working, because for the last so long, I retired since 2019. But before that, we're doing a 12-hour shift when we're working. The oil fields working 12-hour shifts.
Why
are the break periods so short?
Yeah, they always.
Even if you have 2 hours, why is it like 5 minutes?
It's just so tiny for some reason. Anybody that's done a job, any job like that, especially when you're working like more than 8 hours, ten hours, they'll give you a couple. You know, how you get the 30-minute, or you get 15 and a 15. It's the worst.
What you? Who? I think it was a Jew, man. Whoever brought the system, will like the 15, 30, and 15.
Yes, get every minute out of them.
Big Jew.
Yeah, no, this is. I know that does annoy me, especially when you're working in these jobs, especially when they're.
You know how short 15 minutes is?
It's tiny.
But okay, so you stop the work. Now, obviously, we're all working in long warehouses, right?
You gotta walk all the way
to the other end of the warehouse, right? And then go get a cup of water. Get a little bit of snack, sit down, and before you know it, it's been 20 minutes. Now you're already late 5 minutes.
Yes, and they're so, you're late.
And those Filipinos already, you know what they do? They keep the banana in their pocket.
They don't go to the thing. They stay wherever they are.
Yeah, they eat. And they're like, why are you late?
That's so true. They actually don't leave.
5 minutes to sit, and it's already been 15 minutes. And even when you get that 30 minutes or hour, it just goes by just for you to
time. Anybody that's listening and you have a job, any job, for some reason the breaks are so tiny.
It genuinely breaks my heart, man.
Yeah.
How short it is. And then I'm contemplating my life.
Yes. I think we're going to have an episode. We got to make a new episode on just, does anybody really like their jobs? Like just jobs in general. I feel like out of 100% of people in the world, there has to be maybe 5 or 6% that love their jobs.
I don't think so.
Even those five, six?
I think it's probably like 2%.
No, I would say 5%.
You know why? Because even this motherfucker committed suicide. Let's not get too deep into it. There's idiots committed suicide, just traveling and fucking eating.
Wow. They still want to kill themselves?
And he said, no, I'm gone.
Wow.
So going back to
this. So you're saying it's less than 5%, eh?
Nobody likes anything they do.
We gotta talk about this. Like, no one likes.
Nobody will like.
Because I think about it, I'm like, imagine when you love your job, what kind of life that person has. You win. If you can love the job that you're doing, and you're happy. This is the greatest.
That's why even these sports people, man, when they have the 2 months off, they can't even look at a basketball, they can't even look at a ball, they can't even look at anything.
Yeah, I think it's overwhelming after a bit.
It's
a job now.
And these fuckers are running around putting a ball in a hoop.
And even them, you're saying they could eventually start hating their job.
Second, they're taking a ball, putting it into a hoop.
Yes.
Yeah, here's 50 million.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
You have these.
This is crazy world. We live in a clown world.
These doctors studying.
Nobel Peace Prize winners.
Well, I'm making these miracles happen by the grace of God.
You've cured this disease.
And you have this.
Here's 70,000.
Put it into a hoop. 50 million.
50 million. You're the greatest human being.
Yes.
Take all the money.
And then on the other side. Bad and bougie. Oh, shit. Wow. Say that again. Bad and bougie.
$600 million.
$600 million. Oh, my God. Whoever brought these two words together?
I'm telling you, this
bad
is...
Bad and bougie.
This life is not fair. This life is not fair, brother. It doesn't make sense.
Clean out the safe. He's out. Yeah. And then you have these poor losers, wallahi, getting their degrees and diplomas, and
20 masters years in and school, PhDs,
still making like what? Oh, 70,000 barely 100,000.
Yeah, even with, I have tenure, but you make like 80,000 a year, just happy.
Yeah,
patching up your clothing.
What was that song that the Cardi B wet ass pussy? Oh shit, yo, yeah, empty the, hey yo, empty the safe.
Yeah, clear out the vault.
Will I bring the truck out?
You're a millionaire for the rest of your life. Man.
This does not make any sense.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. That has to be an episode for sure.
Okay, so I won't.
Does anybody like what they do?
I don't know what's going on in this world, man.
I want to ask genuinely. Like, I want to actually start asking people. Exactly. Coming up to that, everyone. Hopefully, we're going to have that as the next episode. We're gonna actually do some research.
I'm going to call 10 people.
I'll call 10 people. Just ask them, are you happy? Are you happy with the work that you do?
Imagine it says, I've never been happy in my marriage.
Oh, God.
We're not talking about your marriage. We're talking about your job. Oh, no, I
you know those girls that just turn to long conversation?
Yeah, man. And I just start crying.
After an hour, thanks, man. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, God. Okay, brother. Take care.
And we don't want to get too much into it. We'll make an episode of that.
Yeah, we will. So, what else do we have on the list?
And then,
these guys. Mm. Oh, these guys. We had some close encounters. Does it come with age? Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, no pun intended. We're talking about those people who tend to have foul breath.
Is it me or a lot of people are having?
Yes, and that's something that we've learned recently. We talked about this, and you started noticing a lot with more people. And I feel like as people get older, I think it's because obviously your teeth are they're rotting more, right? Older? Think about it, because bad breath. A lot of times, halitosis and stuff can also occur if you have like dying teeth. You know, teeth decay. And then food gets stuck in certain places, you know?
Just fix yourself. You're a fucking grown human being.
But that's the thing. We talked about this. This is a little annoying because it's consistent, right? Like, imagine you have a friend and they have this foul odor coming out of their mouth. Yeah. And for some reason, these people like to be close and they like to...
Obviously, they want to... Well, I think they're very, very touchy. Intimate,
yeah.
They'd love to hug. They want to...
They like whispering in your ear.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, I got something to tell you.
Yo, you're my guy, man.
Yo, I want to tell you, bro. There's some shit
And the thing is, like, no one can tell them. That's why this is a problem. I told you, I don't have the balls. I'm not that guy. I'll tell you right now. If my friend has bad breath, he will have bad breath till the day he dies because I will never tell him.
I won't tell. I'm that guy.
I can't.
I'm that guy. Will I?
Excuse
me, Mr. Stinker.
Think about it, because from that day on, you and his relationship will never be the same. It doesn't matter who that person is.
Why? Just because you have shitty breath?
Think about it. You're saying that you are a person who has caused nothing but harm to the world. Every time your mouth opens, you are affecting humans, children.
Huge janazas.
Plants are dying. You know the plants, they just...
Will I just, lose energy?
So we can't have that kind of conversation. I can't do it. I'd rather honestly stay with that stinky person and just have that patience.
You literally want to die every moment you see this motherfucker.
No, I'll be a martyr. It's worth it.
No, you're not. You gotta be a good team. You want to take one for the team.
No, I can't. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I'm not built like that. You say you are. How many people have you told? See? It's hard. And how many people have you known?
No. Okay.
How many of these people are walking around you?
I'll tell you this.
Breathing.
I'll tell you this. Wallahi. There were, I would say, about 4 disgusting humans.
Stinkers.
Big stinkers, wallahi, that came across.
That came into your life.
Known, yeah. I've told 2 people.
Wow.
Left one. Remember that story we talked about?
So that one doesn't count.
It was a girl that I dated, and she just, she was just awful human being. Wallah, she was very beautiful too. God damn. Like, yo, this girl was beautiful.
Yeah, that's, you can't have it all.
Yo, she was built like, oh, Lord.
But she was allergic to Crest.
She was allergic. Forget about the tooth. Anything to do with the mouth other than just stuffing her face. But she was beautiful girl, man. And she was very smart. Loyal.
Smart, loyal, beautiful.
Stinker.
Hard breath.
Yo, my God. God doesn't give you everything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
All.
He doesn't want to spoil you. You
can't have it all. No, but you said, you're 50%.
You want the good things.
Two of them you dealt with. One of them you ran away. You ran away from one.
You want the bad breath.
I don't want that. No, so you ran away from two you dealt with. So you're 50%.
Yeah, two I dealt with. One I ran away with and one I couldn't. Tell because that's our, you know.
So you're 50%. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I think it's, you're right. They haven't called me again. They used to.
Obviously,
call me
are you friends with them?
I like to think so.
bar. When's the last time you've seen these people?
It's been a while.
See? You could have been with them, but you made that decision to end it.
Now I roll with Big D.
Yeah, see? Oh, God. This is what happens when you leave those people, because they were good people. Just because their breath was kicking a little.
What's worse, bad breath or like body odor?
I think they come hand in hand. Anything that comes out of your area, because you're going to talk, unless they're mute.
Which is worse?
That's what I'm saying.
Because the thing is, when someone
bad breath is bad.
I can talk, that's easy for me. Yo, bro, you stink, man.
It depends. Okay, if it's a bad... Okay, if it's somebody who...
An introvert
with stinky breath. That's not that bad, because they're not going to talk a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of head nodding. You can live with them. High energy, stinky mouth people, that's dangerous. Giving big lectures. No, please, brother. I have ideas. No, brother. Just listen. So, but you're right. When it comes to body odor, there's a problem, because they'll just by walking by you. They don't have to say anything.
No, why? They stand in front of you and he wants to sit down. Wallahi, that came over to the house. And it's funny because it's big people, right? The big people. We know about the big people.
Yeah.
Right? You have a little bit more rolls and crevices and there's creases and there's, you know what I mean?
Sweat gets
honestly,
stuck in
I'm kind of crossing that line myself, so. When I was a young word, shout out to the big people. Allah.
Yeah, pray for Adam.
But this homie came to the house.
Okay.
And... You know, I believe we were playing dominoes.
Okay.
So he was at the house for like about 4 hours, all the guys. But him, was sitting right beside me. Okay. Right? And I didn't smell nothing. Everything was good.
Okay.
As soon as he got up.
Oh, God.
Walked by me, his lower half smelled like the janaza after 200 years.
Wow. The janaza before raccoons.
Oh, my Lord. And I'm like, yo, if his lower body smells like this, imagine where he was sitting. So I took I went close to it. And this is when I left. Well, I went
Don't tell
to
me
it,
you
like,
did
oh,
it.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
He took a
lordy.
Big sniff.
And mind you, this time, like, I obviously I had.
Straight to Kijiji, that couch, huh?
I'm like, I don't want it to be like, yo, what kind of fucking. Like, how many raccoons came?
Were your friends from the shelter?
Like, are you letting homeless people sleep in the couch overnight? Right? But I'm like, I gotta do something. So we had Lysol.
Okay.
And me, you know me, man. I over exaggerate. I'm just holding that shit.
Wow, is that better?
The fabric was turning a different color.
Oh my God, you're ruining it.
Why? Like, yeah, I'm just spraying. I'm like, this is so.
Now
bad.
It smells bad and
I'm
brown.
I'm like, I hope this guy died. And then I'm like, I'm spraying it. I'm like, how can you smell so bad? What is his butthole? Is it his?
Because now you have to think. Right? Yeah, you're
and
thinking.
And then
you're trying to you have to put two and two together.
Exactly. And
how is he praying with this
and
smell?
I understand. Majority of these motherfuckers are the married ones.
Wow.
I blame this wife of his. Wallahi,
that took a turn.
Yeah, like, how are you not? Why are you not washing your man?
Every minute he gets in the house, you have to hose him down.
You have to hose him
like a prisoner.
Me in the back, backyard.
In the barn, obviously, because he's an animal.
Yeah, you have to take him behind the barn. Wallahi, you hose him down.
Hose him down before he gets in the house.
You know when you get into prison, they hose you down and they throw beef. How are you?
Spread them. I don't know why they do that. Just powder.
Baby powder at him. Then I'm like, why do you smell so bad?
Maybe she likes it like that.
She's like,
we talked about this. Anymore? No, I'm saying maybe she likes it. You know how people have weird fetishes. We don't know their lives.
So his wife, when I do.
Imagine he's a very clean guy. He used to be very clean in his younger years. And then his wife turned him. She's like, yo.
Be stinky.
Like, musty.
Yeah, well, like every time she cut off the water in the house?
Yeah, she's like, no. You know what I like? Or maybe once a week he just has to get dirty. Think about it.
You know, because it reminded me of, you know, when you go to the gym.
Yes.
And you really sweat and you put in that work, right?
Yeah.
And then there's, because me, I've never went to the gym and not taken a shower at the gym.
Really?
Ever.
You always go home.
No, I always take a shower at the gym.
Oh, you always take a shower then?
Always at the
gym. Yeah, I'm like that too. Usually, if there's a shower available, you do it.
But I had friends that put on their actual normal clothes and then leave, and then I take a shower at house.
They go to the meeting.
I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you and your house.
Yeah, because you know that this person has entered into a contract with the stinky world.
Man. So imagine a guy that worked hard, sweated like a, went into the sauna, put on his thing, and put on his clothes, and then came back the next day, was not taking a shower, did the exact same thing. Worked out, went into the sauna, put on his clothes. That's what he smelled like. He smelled like hot garbage.
Wow. But this is stuff you learn as a child from your family.
Clean yourself.
Your parents teach you these things, like simple, like wipe from the front, you know?
Oh Lord, man, I don't know what's going on. Will I? Yo, and then the thing is, it's these single people are good because they're looking for that. Looking for that special.
You're
someone.
Saying when these and people are locked people, down, man. They kind of get,
and
they kind of
women, and they get lax. I blame their wives because they're more, they know about hygiene.
Yeah, women
they're
do know
good at it.
They have to check these
animal bastards are walking around, destroying the good name of the home.
Yeah, my wife likes it.
My wife haven't, she haven't said anything.
Meanwhile, he's just destroying Adam's couch. No, that's not right.
Him. You have to smell him every time he goes outside.
You have to obviously sell that couch on Kijiji.
Nobody's gonna take it.
Big brown stain.
Nobody's half gonna take off. It, man. Yeah, half off. Literally.
You can't even flip it.
It wasn't even the one that you can flip. Exactly. You can't even flip the freaking...
Oh, Lord. And the thing is, he has no idea what he has done to you.
He doesn't know, man.
Can I come over next week?
No, brother. We burned down the house. Arson.
We're going to play at Tim Hortons. Why can't I come?
No, we need leather. We need leather chairs.
You
no
know when they say stuff that just rubs in it? Yo, your couch is so comfortable.
Yeah. Shit, man. Yo, I feel like home when I use that. I get nice and warm in there and shit.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But hopefully, yeah, I know you guys have a little bit of these things, man. And hopefully, we've shed some light on some things, you know, yeah. Awareness.
Let us know what you guys think. Well, let us know. There's obviously some stuff that you guys obviously have. People have, because these are personal things, but a lot of these are very relatable. They're small things. You never really say it out loud or even talk about it with people. But when you really think about it, they're annoying because they're consistent things, you know?
It is,
stuff that you always have to deal with somehow in one way, form, or another. And it's like in society, we just accepted these things. Exactly. Your stinky breath friends.
We're saying no more, wallahi. 2024, you know, this is always a year.
Yeah.
It's always a new year. That's the funny thing. 2027 is, we're not doing this ever again.
Yeah.
Just again. 2024, no more smelly people.
Yeah, wallahi, we shall overcome this.
And then, so inshallah, next time.
Take care, guys.
Peace.
Those are two cool guys right there. Two lunatics.
These are two lunatics.
Follow them on their Instagram, Pod Pipers. And until next time, peace.